Man, it has been a hot minute since I did this podcast. What's going on, people? And welcome back to another episode of Thoroughbred Talks. It's been about 2-3 years since I've done this. Main reason is because, I'm not going to lie, life was life and beating the hell out of me. And I was just basically trying to figure out my way and if I want to continue doing this thing. And flat out, I did. Fact of the matter is, if you come to my Twitch streams, twitch.tv/woozle36 or anything like that, whenever I'm playing games and I actually get a good question or a topic just hits my head, I end up going on these long rants doing it, talking about these topics. So I might as well bring back the podcast and, put it in long format the way I would do if I was streaming or something like that. Now, before we get into the topics at hand, make sure that you like the stream for watching the YouTube version of this thing. Subscribe as well. We are actually really close to hitting 1K subscribers on YouTube finally. And support me on all platforms, as well as if you listen to this on iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, almost wherever you can get your podcasting listens or whatever. Make sure you rate it 5 stars, leave a comment, share it with your friends or whatnot. Let's bring in some more listeners so we keep this thing on going. You feel what I'm saying? Also, I actually did drop some new merch. I dropped a couple new designs from the Renegade flower to different fonts that say, Woozle. I got some real dope stuff going on right now, as well as some stuff that y'all can't see. But Meshi made some art for you boy that we done put on some merch as well. We done been moving. We have been moving right along, people. It's been beautiful thus far. As well as we done hit 1K followers on TikTok, and we're damn near at 1K on Instagram. We've been grinding for real. We've been grinding. So this is basically an update. We're going to talk about some of the gaming news and things of that sort. The usual stuff. And we're overall going to vibe out, have a good time while I basically get y'all updated. So let's go talk about gaming stuff. We'll talk about my life and whatnot later. E3, right? So for the longest time, E3 was the pinnacle of like gaming. It was like not the gaming Super Bowl, but kind of like, I don't really know how to put it, but it was big. Basically, it was like draft night. There we go. It was like draft night for video games. I'm gonna put it like that. It was draft night for video games. I remember watching when I was like younger, like a kid, like in middle school and high school, so on and so forth, getting excited for all the new releases that were coming out, all the announcements, the shows, the demos that got released, and this and the third. Was even fortunate enough to actually be able to attend an E3 in like 2018. Shout out to the homie Ricky for that. But it's kind of fallen off since, to be honest with you. A lot of the big corporations, Sony, Microsoft, and Nintendo are basically doing their own showcases, which is nice because they're able to actually focus on the games and stuff that they're putting out for their respective platforms or just putting out in general. Nintendo did it first. Like when Nintendo pulled out, everybody was calling Nintendo crazy. Why would you do that? This E3, yada, yada, yada. Everybody else followed suit. Nintendo was really ahead of the curve in a lot of ways, and kudos to Nintendo, although they do be doing some things that I don't necessarily agree with when it comes to, or did some things when it comes to like the content creation and overall their gaming output, because they have an incredible library of games that they could put out, but they just focus on Mario and Pokemon for whatever reason. They need to branch out more, but it is what it is. But Nintendo did it. Then Xbox had the Xbox Direct, and then Sony had theirs now. And now all three of them are basically pulling out like, yeah, now we're doing our own thing. Which is crazy because it begs question, or not, it doesn't beg a question. We kind of seen this coming. Writing was on the wall that E3 is going to slowly fizzle out and die. Mostly due to like spacing issues. And I'll be honest, unpopular opinion, I honestly think, although I did have the chance to go as, I think I got to go as a content creator. I don't think I went as press. I honestly think that press should have seniority over like the general public when it came to E3. In my opinion, that was a better format of doing things, because then you got the news from actual people who were in press, who were doing the media coverage, who were doing all this stuff, instead of it being just, for instance, I'll just use me, people who are just happy to be there. I could have did so much more business and make connection, at least talking to more people than I did, but I was just so in awe of just everything that I was seeing, because I never seen it before. I didn't really do much except just walk around and hang out with my guys that I was there with. Kind of a failed attempt. In my opinion, E3 and whatnot should be press first. Like press should get like the first 2 to 3 days for real. And then, or I think it's like a weekend. So they should actually get a day early. So if it's like on Friday, they should be there by Thursday, getting all their meetings lined up, talking to a couple devs who are already there, a couple of these companies. Fridays, that's when, everybody gets to see like the live stream of it and whatnot, and the interviews and so on and so forth, along with the reveals. And then by that Saturday, that's, you know, the first, I want to say like 2 hour block. That's for all the other media people who did not get to get their interviews or maybe have scheduled for that Saturday. And then the last, what, 4 or 5 hours, however long the event is, because I don't remember. That's when you can let in, you know, general public and, you know, people of that sort. And then that Sunday, you can do the same thing. That's just my opinion. That way the news can get out first. And that way it's not just a bunch of hearsay, nearsay, and everybody's just crowding the area. And it just becomes a giant like clusterfuck of sorts, for lack of better words, when it should be a little bit more organized. That's just my opinion personally. Do I think this is going to be interesting? Yeah. And at the same time, this could be an opportunity for indie devs to actually get some spotlight and shine, because there'd be some heavy sleepers. I think what is Hi-Fi Rush or whatever, that's one that got revealed during the Microsoft press conference recently, and people are loving that game. And I'm gonna have to look it up, but I'm pretty sure that game is not made by a AAA company. Let me see. Hi-Fi Rush. Let's see. Oh, it's actually made by Bethesda, so I take that back. It is made by Bethesda, but in my opinion, games like this get more shine when it's not overshadowed by, you know, the Call of Duties, the 2Ks, the whatever expansion. Like, so Destiny 2 is going to get Lightfall, so like, say that Lightfall and so on and so forth. Like, more games that people wouldn't necessarily check out should be highlighted more. So E3 can really turn to an event that'd be beneficial for indie devs and whatnot, in my opinion. That's the way that I would see it, and that's the way that I would wanted to be handled. Since these big studios and corporations are going to basically do their own thing, you might as well have a space for the people who may not have the budgeting, may not have the crazy bread. Give them a shot, that way they can get to that level. That's just my thinking, though. That's just me. Let me know what y'all think about that. Speaking of Hi-Fi Rush, though, Forspoken, this game has been getting crazy like hate for whatever reason. If you don't know what Forspoken is, it was basically this game where you like are from New York, which is funny, but you basically like get transferred like to this different world or whatever. And then like you get cast magic, you fight all type of magical beasts and whatnot. I am literally glossing over it. I'm not going too deep in it because I haven't had the chance to play it. I've just been watching people stream it. Shout out to TBH, and like JG. And I think who else I watch? I can't remember else, but I've watched them stream the game. Oh, Ricky and all them too. I watched them stream and I'm like, okay, this game doesn't look too bad. I mean, the biggest critique of it is the voice acting, like the commentary or whatever, because it sounds kind of like, it doesn't sound like really refined or whatever. Like, they could have used the same dialogue, but it sounds like there's like no kind of depth or emotion to it. It's really hard to explain. But watching it and like listening to it, it just sounds kind of like empty. Plus, the open world in of itself is pretty damn empty as well, which is a big knock on an open world game. It needs to be more lively. It needs, you know, stuff kind of going on with it. It seems kind of just boring and bland, in my personal opinion. The boss fights are okay. The powers are okay. If I had to say anything about this game, I'd honestly say just wait for it to just go on sale based off just watching and like first impressions, like me just looking at it and actually like trying to enjoy it. Because some games, actually majority of the time, if I watch a game, if I'm interested in it, I'm probably gonna cop it and play it for myself, whatever. This is a game I'm probably still gonna cop, but I'm gonna wait till it comes on sale because I'm not too pressed about it. I'm real pressed about playing Hogwarts Legacy. That's the game I want to play. This one is just kind of just it seems like a game that'd be something to do, as well as I don't think the game is that long. I'm gonna double check real quick. Beat Forspoken, if I'm not mistaken, yeah, the main story is like 14 hours, so it's not a long game. And if you want to do all the main and extra stuff, it'd be about 20 hours, so it's not a long game at all, which is cool. And I'm actually appreciative of that, because all these 100 hour plus games, man, I can't, bro. I got a backlog of games. I played too many multiplats, like, I said multiplats, but you get what I'm saying, like multiplayer games. I played too many games to just put 100 hours into one game. I did that enough with Destiny and Warframe. Any other story-based game, I want to be able to focus on the story and get it done, especially from a walkthrough channel. Make sure y'all sub to that as well. But the one thing that is actually interesting that I see about this game is that people are basically bashing it for, you know, oh, well, the commentary sucks and yada, yada, yada. I'm like, okay, That is a valid critique. I'm not going to sit there and be like, well, you know, who really plays it for the dialogue? That's the word I was looking for the dialogue. We like good dialogue. That's why people love Lamar more than Franklin. But it's like not a terrible game. It just seems like a game that just needed a little bit more refinement. I did see a couple bugs and glitches and a couple streams that I did see, but I didn't see nothing too game breaking or too, you know, shocking to where this game would be overall just Garbino beans. Like, I ain't seen none of that. It just seems like a game that just needs like a little bit more work to it, just a little bit, because the base game and the base like foundation for it is actually solid. From the movement and parkour in it looks fantastic. How you can combo certain moves and whatnot also looks good. The boss fights, they kind of leave a little bit more something that you would want more out of, though. And I'm not comparing it to like an Elden Ring or something like that, or even like a God of War, but it kind of seems like you're just strafing around most of the time and you're just jumping and then just shooting projectiles and whatnot. I kind of wish there's like a bigger layer of depth to it, whether it be, I don't know, something like what's a good one? Like Bayonetta had good boss fights, and I don't want to say Elden Ring because I'm not playing that game, but even Elden Ring has really good boss fights with the phases and whatnot. Just like a kind of like a layer of depth to them that we have to attack them in different ways. And it seems kind of more the same where you just run around in a circle and you just plant the traps or whatever. And you kind of have to know if you're fighting like a fire boss or something like that. But even still, it doesn't seem too, it seems like there needs to be more meat on the bone for boss fights for me personally. And that might be because, you know, from some of the games that I played that actually had boss fights that made me want to get better at the game and whatnot. But on an observation level, it just seems kind of just empty a little bit in that regard. But it's not a terrible game. I mean, we played worse. We played a lot. I mean, Fallout 76, we're falling through the map. Fallout 4 was falling through the map. Star Wars Battlefront 2. Yeah, the microtransactions, I ain't never letting that shit go. I can literally name off a bunch of games that are just overall just terrible and trash. This one is not one of them. It's not the best. It's literally just in the middle. It'd be something to do when there's nothing to do type of game, which is okay. That's actually okay. Don't let nobody else tell you different about that. Now I want to talk to y'all about some other stuff, so I'm gonna go ahead and push the you diggy dig a little bit. So we're gonna talk about this Call of Friggin' Duty. I'd be really one to like, you know, playing Call of Duty. I really do. But I get so irritated with just the play style and how far it has fallen. So Modern Warfare 2, it's an okay game at like the core level. It's actually an okay game. It improved on a couple things as far as gunplay, at least in my opinion, from a multiplayer standpoint. Warzone is different. We'll tackle that in a second. But from just an overall, hold on, this one I want to use. But just from like an overall, you know, legacy standpoint, it falls flat. And the problem is that people are like, oh, well, it's the movement, blah, blah, blah. And shut up. Your first freaking Call of Duty game was probably Advanced Warfare. Call of Duty has always been about just gunplay and killstreaks. That is it. And I've played Call of Duty since it came out. Before Modern Warfare. I'm old. Yes. Shut up. Anyways, it's never been about no crazy movement tech, no none of this. It's just been about like literally just gunplay and literally just kill streaks when those got introduced or whatever. It's been simple forever, because that's why people like Call of Duty. It's a simple first person shooter. It's an arcadey first person shooter. Nobody's playing Call of Duty for ultra realism. We got CS:GO, we got Battlefield, we got a few games that are like, hell, we even got Rainbow Six Siege, but we got like games that are like grounded in realism for real. This game was never realistic for real. It's always been a goof ass game. To be honest with you, unpopular opinion, Call of Duty has always, in my opinion, had really good freaking campaigns that really don't get talked about, except for a few that were just explodey. But like the Modern Warfare franchise has really had good campaigns, really good ones. But I digress. The problem is, like, if you're watching the gameplay right here in this video, it's very campy. The map design of this game is terrible. Like, we want just simple three lane maps, just three lanes, just left, right, mid. For whatever reason, Treyarch, Infinity Ward, but we're gonna focus on Modern Warfare 2, but Infinity Ward, they have this thing where they gotta have so many different layers and things like that to their maps, and it becomes so unfun. Because all people want to do is just sit there and camp the whole time. They don't want to move. They don't want to do anything like that. I mean, they implement these camo challenges, which you think would be cool. It's been a thing in Call of Duty forever now. But they changed to a point where it reinforces camping. Hell, the devs gave campers three different names, from sentinels to stalkers to sitters or something like that. They're basically enforcing camping in a game that has had campers, yes, but it's always been a run and gun, you know, turn your brain off and just have fun type of a game. It's like they're trying to take themselves too serious, and that's the furthest thing that Call of Duty's ever been. The only time it's really serious is if you play the campaign. That's as serious as Call of Duty has ever been, is if you play the campaign. The multiplayer's never been serious. It just needs work, bro, because they just, honestly, at this point, I don't know what it is. I feel like the devs just don't have inspiration, because, in case you didn't know, a majority of these maps are stolen. So if you played the Modern Warfare 2 beta, they had a museum map that was an actual museum, like, in real life, and it had to get taken out because it didn't get cleared for that. They had a racetrack map, where they have a racetrack map that's supposed to be getting taken out or whatever. Same thing. They had a library map. Same thing. Like, four or five maps or whatever in this game have been taken. Oh, the border one. Have been, you know, straight up just taken, this copy and pasted in the game. And it's like, did y'all lose your inspiration or whatever? Do y'all just have no new ideas? Like, how hard is it to just design simple three-lane maps that will make the game fun? I don't get it. And going back to the camo challenges reinforce camping, because they implemented the mount mechanic, where basically leaves you mounted somewhere. And it's dumb because you can't move. So again, it's not enforcing movement. It's enforcing camping. And what makes matters worse is that the camo challenges all enforce camping, whether it be get mounted kills, get prone kills, get crouch kills, all these things that basically enforce camping in the playstyle that is frustrating to everybody. You go on TikTok, people are like, well, this is for the dads who play on Sony's TVs. No, it's not. Because I know fathers. A lot of y'all apparently don't know actual fathers who work 9 to 5s, got kids and whatnot, by how y'all be talking so damn much. But they play this game, and they play the OG CODs, and they don't like this one because of how campy it is, because of how, you know, like, slow it is and whatnot. I don't know where y'all got this thought from, but y'all need to learn how to just shut the hell up a little bit, because y'all be talking out y'all ass the majority of the times. Anyways, it's just incredibly frustrating. Because the game just enforces camping to a degree that makes it just unenjoyable to the casual fan base as well as the competitive fan base. The skill-based matchmaking in this game is a little wonky too, because you win one game, the next thing you know, you're playing people who have nothing but the esports camos or whatever, and, you know, they're just making the game thoroughly enjoyable. Anyways, it's just an issue where it's like the game is just ridiculously slow, and it, like, just nobody really likes it. The maps stink. A lot of the attachments, they have like 30 attachments. The way they went about the attachments is bad. They want you to use other weapons, but the problem is, it's not like you press a weapon and it tells you what attachments it unlocks, whatever. No, you go to an attachment that it tells you need this gun. Okay, so you gotta level up this gun, but in order to get this gun that you need to level up, you need to also level up this first gun. Before you level up that first gun, you level up this gun. It does all this, and it's just an overall complicating and frustrating experience, and I have no idea why Infinity Ward went out this way. They literally could have just made it that way. You press this attachment you want to hear, it takes you to this weapon, and you should already have that weapon unlocked. Not you have to go down this entire list of weapon unlocks you have to do. It just made it complicated, and honestly, it feels like they did a majority of this stuff to just inflate their playtime numbers. That's why I'm pretty sure why they did it this way. It's just inflating their playtime number, so it could be like, okay, yeah, you did this, you spent this much playtime, yada yada yada, and they just made it complicated and just not fun. Going on to Warzone 2, it's okay. It could be a lot better. The map is gigantic. It's 2 times the size of like Vanderdusk, and it features OG Modern Warfare areas and Modern Warfare 2 areas that, honestly, they need to just bring those maps and just put them in this game and just leave it like that. And then I would much rather just play those maps than these new maps. These new maps stink. Anyways, but they have these gigantic maps. And I mean, this gigantic map, and it's easy just to just get lost. The circle tick is ridiculous. It's just not a fun experience. I mean, they barely, I think, put out a patch where it's like a one-shot headshot. To like knock somebody fully if they have like full armor plates or whatever, which is how it should be. Whereas before, if they had a 3 armor plate, it would just knock the plates off and they could keep running. You had to be like 2 armor in order to get a headshot, and even then it will just down them. It's just not fun. I'm like, for somebody who doesn't really play Warzone 2, and I was like, I'm not Warzone, but somebody who's never really played Warzone except for Rebirth, because I thought that was fun. Warzone 2 is a letdown. It's not, I ain't gonna lie, it might be the worst. It probably is the worst next to Apex right now. It's just not a fun experience, bro, because it's like, why would y'all think that this is fun? Why would you think a map this big is fun? I don't understand that thought process. It just seems like they just dropped the ball. Like, and with the new patch around the corner, with the new season around the corner coming out on the 15th, it just needs to be done better. It just literally needs to just be done better. It's like they just dropped the ball, and it's just hard to imagine why, like, this didn't go through no testing or anything of that sort of, like, why didn't get no second opinion or something. Like, why wasn't it released in beta? Honestly, a beta would have been better so they could actually get authentic feedback from not only, you know, the pros and the big names, but also the casual community who keeps a majority of multiplayer games alive. The vast majority of games alive. You feel what I'm saying? It's just everything about this just fell flat on its face. This is bad because they have a backpack system that's complicated because it's not as fluid as it is on Apex. The backpack is this big that you can see on screen. It's not fluid whatsoever, and it will glitch out. Like, the Warzone has ridiculous bugs and glitches. Not to mention they have AI bots on there for, you know, dungeons or whatever, strongholds that you can take so you can get your loadouts. But the bots at these strongholds have bot-like and have, like, aimbot aim. Like, they will literally shred your entire plates and health. It doesn't make sense to me. Like, everything about this game is just, or about this game, it seems like they just, Call of Duty, Modern Warfare 2, they're going to buy it. All right, let's just put out everything we did on Modern Warfare 2019, take out a couple things, and here we go. Like, I really, really, really would want these devs to actually play their own game and just see how much fun they actually have with the actual community. Not with just them, but playing with and against everybody else. That way they can see the problems that we're dealing with. Because it seems like it's just going in through one ear and not the other. And I would like to believe and would believe that it's not all the devs' fault. I would like to also believe that it's the majority of the time the investors in the actual company itself who just cares about that money. Which more than likely it is. Because I have a hard time believing that a developer just wants to put out a bad game. Because why would you get in the gaming industry if that is all you want to do? You could have stayed broke and did your damn self. Feel me? But, yeah. It just... It sucks because, like, I want to like the game, and the game is not the worst one I've ever played. But it's just not fun. It's just genuinely not fun. It's just not a fun experience. Speaking of experiences, I told you I've been playing For Honor again, right? Yeah, For Honor. I got back on that joint. I've been getting my ass kicked. wait till y'all see the video. Once y'all watch this, go and watch my latest two For Honor videos. You gonna see it's been a struggle, but on to more pressing matters. My life real quick. Okay, life has been lifened. I've been getting just straight up monkey stop, kick, punch, just oof. Man, oh man. So at the time of recording this podcast, Phil, you get what I'm saying? I actually do have a new old lady now. If y'all been in the streams, y'all know exactly whom she is, because she be talking in the streams and she's in the background sometimes. And if you've been in Discord chat, you will hear our conversations. It'll be a year in May for as long as we've been together. My previous relationship, it's just not bad people. We were just bad together. It was just literally like opposites attracted, but it just became just ridiculously toxic. If you listen to my podcast, I've literally explained the situation in more detail and things of that sort around the COVID era, which is when things really hit a peak for us. It just wasn't a good situation that neither of us were in. And I was like, yeah, we just shouldn't be together. Granted, wish the best for her, and I still do keep in contact. Contrary to popular belief of you should remain in contact with your ex because you didn't shut the hell up. A lot of y'all aren't mature and a lot of y'all don't have any type of self-control. Stop projecting. I literally will just check up on her every now and again, just make sure she's doing well and things of that sort. Aside from that, I'm more so focused on my current relationship and the future that we're planning on building together, because we plan on getting our own place, having a family, the whole shebang, the whole nine. Yeah, she's getting real, but that's where we at now, man. As far as, you know, what that stuff goes, I mean, I done met her family. She done met my family, and my parents love her, and I don't know how to feel about that, because now her and my mom are becoming like best friends. Nobody prepared me for that. Nobody told me about that. I was not I was not ready for this type of lifestyle, and I kind of wish that as I would have had a forewarning of sorts beforehand, because damn. But you know, it's cool. It's nice to be in this type of situation. I'm not gonna give y'all a bunch of red pill talk like, you know, people would do, or like some of these podcasts would do. I'm not interested in all that. I'm actually saving that for a different video where I address that on a stream, because that shit is corny to me. Just treat people how you want to be treated, and that's literally how you should go about life. But that's kind of where we at right now. As you can see, done got a bookshelf, finally got my art all hung up or whatever. So now my space is really, my space for real is really peaceful in here now. But yeah, man, just been doing better now. Been doing a lot better. It feels good to actually bring this podcast back, because I miss doing this. I mean, the Run Those Games podcast, I got to get the guys together so we can actually record that thing again, because we got more gaming news to actually talk about on that front. But I want to get my podcast out, because I just haven't done it in over a year and some change. That one, we just haven't recorded a new episode in at least, so it'll be about a month. Trying to make that to at least a bi-weekly podcast at the very least. And this one, I'm gonna try to make this one at least a bi-weekly as well, so alternating weeks type of joint. But that's I don't want to get too in-depth with my relationship, but right now it's in a very healthy spot for me. It's crazy to think that I could actually be in a spot now compared to where I was back then, to where every day kind of seemed like I was awaiting battle, where like now I'm like just at peace the whole damn time, where we just really don't argue. We have problems. We actually have effective communication and learning each other's love language and, you know, getting adjusted to things, because it's different for the both of us. We ain't never had nothing like this. She's trying to break down my walls and make me more vulnerable and things like that. Me, on the other hand, I'm just trying to get her to just understand that I have a way of like just doing things and processing things. And I'm not as emotional outwards as, you know, as she would like me to be, but I could at least effectively communicate maybe how I'm feeling without necessarily showing it. It's very interesting, that kind of dynamic that we got going on right now, because, man, this healthy relationship stuff, it does take work, but it's not to the degree where people are all like, oh, it's going to be hard. It's only hard if you make it hard, and if you're not willing to compromise, not willing to work. you just gotta do what works for y'all and not try to compare yourself to everybody else and do what everybody else says works for them, because we're not all the same for real. Is how it is. I also did want to tell y'all, so what's the name? I can't believe this. So the freaking Philadelphia Eagles, right, is my mom's favorite football team, right? They're in the Super Bowl right now, and so are the Kansas City Chiefs, whom I didn't want. So now I'm at an impasse right now, because I don't want neither of these teams to freaking win at all. I don't want to hear my mom's mouth at all talking about the Eagles, or my cousin's mouth talking about the Eagles, or K-Dog talking about the Eagles. And I don't want KC to win, because everybody named Mama, I swear to God, on my feed is a KC fan all of a sudden, and I don't want to hear their mouth either. I'd much rather have Cincinnati. I'd much rather have Cincinnati, but damn, we can't get what we want. But I want to talk to y'all about these damn referees or whatnot, because it seems like the refs are just getting more and more sensitive and worse in every sport. Like in the NBA, they're missing calls. They're not calling nothing. Everybody's getting a tech for taunting, quote unquote, or just celebrating. Same thing with the league. It's like the no fun league. And then it's like just the non-baller association or whatever, because real dudes who be hooping for are gonna celebrate, they're gonna talk trash, and at least like, no, you can't do none of that or whatever. It's like, can y'all just please let these dudes who put they lives on the line, or actually quite literally, who, you know, are risking like their health or whatever, have some fun with the game that they grew up playing and loving. Like, they're getting paid millions, let them have fun. Otherwise, it's gonna be illegal. It's gonna be a league like it was like in the 40s, where everybody's dribbling with one hand behind their back and nobody could go left. It's going to turn into that league. It's just going to be utterly boring, and nobody's going to want to watch that. And then Adam Silver or the commissioner, who was it, Josh Gordon or whatever buddy name who owns the NFL, they're going to be like, well, we don't understand why we can't retain viewership, because y'all made the league unfun and boring. People like to be entertained. The antics or whatnot with these teams and whatnot is what keeps these people in, because guess what? It gives people something to talk about, something to tweet about. But they don't hear me, though. But yeah, man. Oh, also, DreamCon. I will be going to DreamCon again this year, as well as Vegas. So stay tuned for those vlogs. At least not Vegas, but DreamCon, expect that. I want to keep y'all updated with that because I done got my ticket, about to upgrade that joint. It's about to be a real fun time seeing the guys again. As far as anime goes, I just been watching just My Hero, Jujutsu Kaisen, Blue Lock, which is fire. Go watch Blue Lock. Chainsaw Man, it's awkward, but it's dope too. That's about it. That's about all I got on my show notes and whatnot for the day. I just wanted to let y'all know that this podcast is coming back full steam ahead, full throttle. And yeah, I've been beating my ass, but I keep getting up because I'm hard-headed. I love y'all. I'm going to holla at y'all later. Make sure that you know, like the podcast, rate the podcast 5 stars on all platforms. If you have any questions, things like that, all my links and whatnot will be in the description box or my bio or whatever. So you could DM me on there, whatever. Or if you're watching the video version of this on YouTube, you can literally leave me a question in the comment section. So I love y'all. I'm going to holla at y'all later. Rate the same 5 stars on all podcasting platforms. And I am out. Peace.